For y'all that don't know, y'all in the Black Dot Cafe. And this is a, well, you know what, better yet, I'm going to bring our first figure, Dwayne, up. Can you let the people know where they
are? Where we are, okay. This is the Black Dot Cafe, folks. This is sort of like the intellectual hub for this Black cultural district that Marcel Diallo envisioned several years ago. The original Black Dot Cafe was in the Fruitvale district, and this was during a time when spoken word scene was starting to boom here in the Bay Area in the late 90s. So we're bringing a lot of that cultural vibe and a lot of the radical intellectualism and activism that was at the Black Dot Cafe over there over to this new locale. And as you can see, looking around here and looking at this building and stuff that's happening just behind me over here, is that there's a lot of gentrification going on in this neighborhood. So we're up against some really strong cultural forces that are changing the terrain of this historically Black neighborhood. And normally what I say is that what we need are people's support in terms of helping us keep our momentum here and keeping a cultural presence here in this neighborhood. So I'm thanking everybody for coming out tonight, basically, and coming to see Chairman Fred. And we're also looking forward to people coming out tomorrow night as well, when legendary Amiri Baraka is going to be here at the cafe. So
can you tell them one more thing about Friends of the Black in the World and Village Bottoms, a little bit about what we got going?
Thank you very much. You're keeping me on point. Okay. So basically, this cultural district down here is supported by an organization and a space called the Black New World, which is down at the end of the block. And it's a social aid and pleasure club, basically. And we have people who are friends that join and join in membership for that particular spot. So if you pay $10 a month, via the website Friends of the Black New World, then you'll be supporting our efforts down here to keep the momentum for this cultural district that we've been building down here. This is very important because this space down here is connected to both national and international history, basically. Because the Pullman Porters organized here, Black Panther Party organized over here, the C.L. Dellums' house is right over here on Wood Street that he grew up in. And basically, Black folks have been down in this neighborhood since the 19th century. And so we're really trying to, some of these few spots that we have left to have our cultural presence felt are slipping away because we've got this gentrification forces after us. So what I'm looking for is for people to support us in terms of becoming a friend of the Black New World. And you can do that again by, I got my laptop here, I'll have it right here at the back of the room. If you're interested, come take a look at the website and you'll be able to help us out. So, I don't want to stay on too long. I know everybody's been waiting to hear Chairman Fred speak. JR, are you going to say something before he comes on?
Yeah, okay.
Come up front.
Come in, let's go, man.
Some of the folks that we've had here recently in the last couple of months, I'm very proud of this space and the folks that I work with, some of which are here in the room that help out. Everybody's a volunteer here. We've had Carlos Moore here, the great Afro-Cuban and Afro-Brazilian intellectual. Cynthia McKinney was here. Amiri Baraka is going to be here, like I said, again tomorrow night. And we've had the pleasure of having, Chairman Fred here many times too. So, from my standpoint, this is some really strong voices we've had in this room. And I'm hoping to hear some more of that ashe fill up the room tonight.
I think Dwayne forgot to say, but they got cookies on sale, they got tees on sale, t-shirts, and many other things, potato chips, squirrels, all of that. So please make sure that y'all, help out by buying something to drink or eat and snack on while we're doing this. Before we have Chairman Fred come on, though, we're going to have Ian talk a little bit about Soul Food Co-op, which is down the street, that also offers healthy foods.
Yes, Soul Food Co-op. It's a cooperative grocery. We're focusing on a different type of foods. We like to call them immortal foods. They're foods for enhancing the electrical systems of the body, for increasing consciousness and healing the body. There's a new healthcare and new education system that's beginning to emerge right now based around womb environments and the idea that, we all grow out of our auras, or like a fiery, watery backdrop that everything in nature grows out of. that all this acts as like different wounds, and it's like a collective consciousness that we can always all access and develop different capacities with our body and potentials, but also just like, you know, learn to, you know, utilize nature better and more appropriately for the whole sustainable green thing. But the most important aspects of sustainability is our own health and our minds. And so we're introducing these foods for in increasing the consciousness and health. One of the big sellers is Moringa Ala Feta. They say it's the biblical tree of life. It's a tree that creates a pure form of biological electricity through the leaf that will not only regenerate the body, but also increase the consciousness, the function of the nervous system. It heals a number of things. They were using it to treat AIDS and African herpes and a variety of different things. And then we're also selling edible gold, silver, bone marrow stew. We'll have edible pearls coming up, morning dew, all different foods that have qualities and virtues that allow us to tap into nature and the capacities of our own potential. And so we encourage people to come shop with us and be a part of this, you know, transformative lifestyle type stuff that we're launching here at the Bottoms.
Real quick, Ian, can you tell them what exactly do you have? I mean, I know you went to philosophy, what can they buy today?
Oh, we got like the Moringa Ala Feta. We got some the oil over there. A lot of herbs and spices. We got. We can give you a taste of some of the edible gold. Coconuts are over there right now. We have some of the healing clays. Then we have some medicinal soaps. I mean, check it out. You know what I mean? We got a whole bunch over there. You just gotta see for yourself. And come back regularly because there's more coming is the point. And it's a different philosophy. So it's, you know, health, healing, immortal foods.
So it's two doors down. That's Soul Food Co-op. That's Ian. Thank you, Ian. So, you know, this is a fundraiser for the San Francisco Bayview newspaper. The name of the tour is You Can Kill a Revolutionary, but you can't kill a revolution, which is, you know, the famous words of Chairman Fred, Deputy Chairman of the Black Panther Party in Illinois. So I want to pass this around. Please be generous. The proceeds go to First Panther's Flight, you know, where we in the hole. But also, you know, keeping the newspaper going, keeping the Block Report radio show going. Just making sure that independent media that can speak to you in an uncensored voice and represents the real people's interests, not no Democrat or Republican interest, but the people's interests. So, you know, please be generous. We're gonna put this out. And while we do that, I just wanted to give a few thanks to Quadria, who helped make this possible. Thank you, Quadria. And also Dwayne and Xavier, who hold down this spot. You know, and so, you know, while the buzzer goes around, it's important to support independent media, support independent business, because if y'all don't spend y'all money here, it ain't nobody else coming through here to spend their money. So if you like hearing what's being said here, we didn't charge at the door because we feel that education is free and should be free, and that everybody should give according to what him or her has. And so, you know, we try to practice that principle right in here with our events. So, you know, those of us that come from higher income brackets, please show that in the donation cup, you know, and make sure that you also buy the different things that we have at the bar, buy the different things, Soul Food Co-op, which is two doors down, and also Regina Calloway is working with the Gaga's House of Common Sense next door, which sells like incense, oils, statues. It's like a public library. They have a farm. If you come in the daytime, they have a Village Bottoms farm, you know, so it's a lot going on over here. But without further ado, while we still gonna pass the bucket a little bit, we all see we almost finished. I'm gonna bring up Chairman Fred. Definitely is one of my comrades that I've learned a lot about the struggle, a lot about myself. And and what part I play, as well as being a part of a team on educating people, as well as us finding our own interests, not just some theoretics, not just us talking within this, but this is more of an update. We don't consider this work. This is more of an update. The work really comes in with what you're going to do after this. Please be a part of a campaign. I represent the Prisoners of Conscience Committee. I'm the Minister of Information, JR, and this is the 40th anniversary of December 4th. Will be the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Chairman Fred, deputy of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party. And, you know, I let Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., who is a former political prisoner, you know, a tireless worker on behalf of the people, and also the leader of the Prisoners of Conscience Committee, our revolutionary organization. So can y'all give him a hand?
Revolutionary Appreciations. I'm honored to be here. It's always an honor, to come back to Oakland, historical stomping ground, about this being birthplace, one of the most revolutionary organizations North America has ever witnessed, that being the Black Panther Party. So I want to also just extend a clenched fist to my comrades of POCC, as well as SF Bayview, Doctor Radio, Black Dot. Just the people in general, for we are very clear that this visionary Minister Huey P. Newton stated that without the people, revolution is impossible. It's good to see a lot of these faces here, some new faces I've just seen, as well as some people who I've been, every time I come here, they get supported. But Pierre right there, who I was saying, keeps us updated about the struggles that's going on in Haiti, and some extremely important. We are an international organization, we recognize that the attacks that's being waged on our people, whether in Chicago, Oakland, Detroit, whatever, it's important that we just don't see this as just some situations going on in the United States. It's, you know, this international attack going on our people, and therefore the only logical response is got to be some international resistance. I'm impressed. Just a few minutes I've been able, I just came through and just get some updates to some of the programs y'all been going on here. I'm extremely impressed, you know. Your reputation precedes you, brother. I got a little update on you before I got here, you know, just about points of herbs, so on and so forth. I'm very, very impressed. So just extend a clenched fist to the work that y'all got going on right in the community. And it's extremely important, as our brother pointed out earlier, about staging the game we're in, about which y'all continue with, what I be referred to as the gentrification. We like to refer to as a land grab, you know what I'm saying? And this is, it's not only going out in Oakland, but throughout the country, to a whole displacement of our people. In fact, we say that the new housing that this government has planned for our people is the penitentiaries and the graveyards. And if we don't fight back, it can be defined as nothing less than what Minister Huey P. Newton referred to as reactionary suicide. And the reality is, we under attack through chemical biological warfare, we under attack through police terrorism, we under attack through the mass kidnapping of our people, what a lot of people refer to as the growing prison industrial complex, what we refer to as the concentration camps. Mm-hmm. And we have to start to internalize this theoretically as well as practically, and not just talk about these attacks in some sort of abstract type of way. And as we say, that we are the original victims, the OVs of terrorism. And in fact, we say every day in our communities is September 11th. And we decide to internalize it that way. And even, I think it gives a little more spirit or confidence on how we can help each other combat these type of things, like even how we, I'll be the first to admit, you know, even like understand like the importance of help, so on and so forth. When we talk, break it down to me like in a war type way, that's, you know, I can kind of grasp on type of thing to it. I was even telling the sister there earlier when they showed some of the different stuff they do with the help. I said, I feel like a sinner around y'all. Just, you know what I'm saying, y'all taking this on. But I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying, we said, you know, the old saying, steel sharpens steel and men sharpen men. We gonna up that. Steel sharpens steel and men and women sharpen men and women. So with that said, I'm open to learn about the stuff y'all programs y'all got going on, and so we can internalize it and apply it to our communities, you know what I'm saying, the practical type of way. Think back to some of the programs Black Panther Party had, like even the Free Medical Center with in Illinois, leadership with Deputy Minister of Health, Ronald Doc Satcher. And so y'all may have seen some of the video footage of the movie, The Assassination of Chairman Fred, when they went to the medical center. And this is a brother who was up in this, who had heard of Chandler Friends when he was his first year, he was first, maybe his first years in college. And he had literally walked him off the campus. Chandler Fred got into the Black, drafted him to the Black Panther, drafted him into the Black Panther Party, and his skills that he was able to, you know what I'm saying, internalize and also stress the importance of politics. Now, y'all may have heard, we always stress, we say everything is political. And we distinguish politics from electoral politics. We say electoral politics, you know, talking about the whole Democrat, Republican, other, a lot of times we refer to it as plantation politics. Mm-hmm. When we say politics, everything is political. Words, terms, fashion, where you deal with the people, all that. And even how, if you recall in the movie, they was at the medical center, and Minister Doc Satcher was talking about the whole importance of the people's advocate. This was a role that they stressed the way that the doctors, the way that you talk and dealt with the people. Because we know a lot, for so many reasons, so many valid reasons, a lot of people don't even fool with hospitals, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you don't have to have no degrees enough to understand, you know what I'm saying, the whole history, where, you know what I'm saying, where the system and its institutions, and particularly the medical institutions, have, you know, wiped us out, you know what I'm saying, murdered us in one way or another. Chairman Fred even had this saying, so a lot of people going to the Cook County public hospital with a common cold, and they'll come up big, and this is what happens, some white person or fluent person needed your brain tissue or your sex organs, you know what I'm saying? And I would say, well, that's some sort of conspiracy theory, but you know, we know different. But even aside from straight out murdering my people, the whole dogma, you know what I'm saying, how they deal with our people, you know what I'm saying, these different institutions, like you might come in there and say, well, what's this, you know, I don't understand this, and how they, you don't ask no questions, well, damn, it's my body I'm asking about, you know, and so, it runs the people the way, you know what I'm saying, from out of these institutions, and it's a politics that the state has, and they implement, you know what I'm saying, through their theory and through their practice. So it's so important that we have programs that we can break down to people in layman's terms what's going on, you know, and make it applicable and understandable, you know what I'm saying, how it works in their interest. So again, I just want to commend you for that. I just want to draw the correlation out of it. But we got to really stress, like, the importance of the politics, like, you know, and also, like, and set the stage where we can open the doors, you know what I'm saying, and call commitments. You hear resources, so people play, everybody can play some role with supporting these programs. You know what I'm saying? So they can understand that it's not charity, but even like you may hear about in the movie, when they talk about how to get the Amalams donated and so on and so forth. And when we do our work, it's important that people understand we call for support. This ain't no charity program, you know, and understand, I hope, you know, a lot of us don't get the FBI money or the faith-based initiative money. But you know what I'm saying, understand this is a people's thing, and you know what I'm saying, we are our own member breakers, and we say nobody gonna save us but who? Us. Right on. So this tour. You can kill a revolution if you can't kill a revolution. This is one of the most profound statements that Chairman Fred had articulated, and that he continuously put out. And we say it's extremely relevant right now in this stage of the game, especially when there's a lot of propaganda put forward that they're saying there's no more need for revolution, or even the continuous attempt to water down the revolution, what it means. Because you ask some people from some corners, they tell you that we already had a revolution, that you have black faces and high places and other, you know, presidents and different stuff. So a lot of people define it as a revolution. But we tell the Chairman Fred's articulating the Black Panther Party stress that revolution is a scientific art that must be perfected. Again, a scientific art that must be perfected. And we talk about a complete change. And we say this system, capitalism, has no redeemable qualities. And we may tweak our tactics or adjust our tactics in the struggle, but we still remain committed to that position that revolution is necessary. In fact, we even say revolution is inevitable, because the conditions that this system subjects black and other oppressed people two, it's going to breed some responses, and our job is to make sure that we heighten the level of consciousness of the people, that they can be clear to be able to distinguish reactionaryism from revolution, they can be able to distinguish stealing from liberating, they can be able to distinguish rioting from rebelling. In other words, the masses people are very intelligent. And we stress what Stephen Biko said, that when Stephen Biko pointed out, I write what I like, he said, our people must learn the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. Again, you must learn the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. You've seen the rebellions that happened in this city, you know what I'm saying? The historical, the courageous rebellions that occurred, there was a response to the pigs. Johannes Mercer and the rest of the pigs knocking down and executing Oscar Grant. We just want to make sure the people are very clear. These were rebellions, not riots. We've seen the resistance and the fight for survival in places like New Orleans in response to Hurricane America, not Hurricane Katrina. We are stickler for our terms. We said we'd like to give credit where credit is due. We say Katrina didn't kill nobody. The United States government was responsible for that. And the different roles that the people played, such as groups like the Soul Patrol, brothers and sisters who literally turned refrigerators into like boats and survival rafts. And a lot of times the people themselves, they make this thing, I'm just helping sister such and such out, or I don't know all the terms of dialectical materialism, capitalism, socialism, but I know that, you know what I'm saying, that when the pigs get on this little brother now, there should be some response. But it's so important that the politics be stretched there. A lot of times people might just say, well, man, I'm just doing some basic food programs. I think we should, you know, say this stuff is, this is some natural stuff. The brother telling me some stuff a few minutes ago, how y'all gathered the dew, the morning dew off the grass, you know what I'm saying? And y'all, you drain that, you know, the minerals, the herbs, and the nutrients, that's all in that. But it's so important that we stress the politics of these things. But see, we deal with a political machine, you know what I'm saying? We are under attack politically. And in fact, Minister Yuifinu said that we must even politicize the gun. We must even politicize the gun. This is a struggle that he talked, these people pointed out in the 60s, because, you know, a lot of people try to put out the whole thing. What Black Panther Party was phenomenal because they had uniforms. A lot of cats had uniforms. But they were phenomenal because they knew the law. A lot of cats knew the law. But it was because they had guns. The politics. This is an organization that the U.S. government feared that once they start politicizing groups such as being on Blackstone Rangers, one of the country's most large street organizations. In fact, their membership in Chicago, membership in Chicago than Panthers throughout the country. But the U.S. government feared the Black Panther Party politicized these brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? And they start fearing, because once the people become armed with the politics, and then they just start, it's a whole different way that you view the relationship. Chairman Fred talked about the examples when the pigs were coming to the community. At one stage, the game of pigs never even had to be armed with the law. They didn't know why they was over there. So once you, and we just, a lot of times we just talk to believe this is how things supposed to go. You know, dogs supposed to chase cats supposed to chase mice, and the police come to the community, you leave when you do what they say you do. That's the way of the world. I don't ask no questions about it. You start instilling the politics in the people. I'm not talking about in no abstract type of way. I'm talking about what the Black Panther Party stressed about wearing, marrying, theory, and practice. This is an organization that was against, and we say we're against, what Chairman Frey referred to as intellectual masturbation. In other words, you know, a lot of cases say a whole bunch of words and terms. But we understood and we do understand what Minister Yuifinu said, that people learn best through observation and participation. You know what I'm saying? When they go out to the community, you know what I'm saying? They're not just get a whole big great speech about it, you know, kids is hungry. Taking these programs. Studying the situation, doing people's investigation. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say, okay, the state was able to come out and combat the sentiments of the people and saying, well, black and brown children, their grades are not up to par. That's the way things are. That's the way, you know what I'm saying, that's where their children's grades are. Then, you know what I'm saying, and the Panthers start putting their ears to the ground. They not just only investigated this, they came with some responses to it. And you've seen such responses at the First Free Breakfast Program. In Chicago, they fed a minimum of 3,500 children a week. It wasn't no charity program. It was a program, in fact, when Ministry of Human Stress, a survival program. And understand the importance. We're going to need these various survival programs. And like drawing the analogy like a raft. You know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to get people involved in revolution. The people got to be alive. So we need survival programs. And then Chairman Frey gave an analogy when these sisters would be in front of the Free Breakfast Program and the pigs wrapped down on them. Say, man, are you for capitalism? So say, no, Chairman Frey said capitalism ain't no cool thing. And the pigs said, what about socialism? So I said, well, I really can't debate with you. I'm really not too keen on different terms. And the pig said, well, what about this free breakfast program? And the sister's response would be, big, this is what's feeding my kids. If you just the fuck with us, we'll blow your motherfucking brains out. They recognize this was their thing. And that's the type of organization, that's the type of prototype or an example that we look at to see how those have an effect on the basic day-to-day lives of the people and not approach them some dogma or elitism. And this is real deal change, you know what I'm saying? Again, weighed in theory and practice, affecting every aspect of our lives. For all practical purposes, Black Panther Party existed for 18 months in Chicago. This is an organization that, contrary to what the state has told you, that people like Reverend Jesse Jackson organized Rainbow Coalition, it was Chairman Fred who organized the Rainbow Coalition, and he done it when it was a revolutionary act. He done it when it was not a quote-unquote chic thing to do. When he went against the grain, against the vital forces. So when he went against the grain and seized the time, he talked to such cats as young patriots, a group of poor whites out of the Appalachian Mountains. In fact, the one stage of the game, these cats were so reactionary, at one time they was wearing Confederate flags in their jackets, the young patriots. Chairman Fred alone seized the time with them and won them to some point of unity. He sat down with Cha-Cha and Daniels, and they was locked up, leadership of the Young Lords, Puerto Rican organization, won them to some point of political unity. And even took what we refer to as the unpoliticized street tribes. Now, a lot of y'all refer to them as the gangs. But we say that the worst gang in Chicago is the Chicago Police Department. The worst gang in LA is LA Police Department. The worst gang in Oakland is Oakland Police Department, so on and so forth. But we see with Chairman Fred went out there and grappled such groups as the then known Devil Disciples. Politicized them, won them to some point of unity, where they got up publicly. Say, now we now renown ourselves to be known as the Black Disciples. Due to the political education we have received from Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party. Even they all adopted the colors, black and Panther Blue. And even was able to flip the script on such groups, had the FBI told the Vice Lord they would get them 16th Street if they allowed the Black Panther Party over the Free Medical Center. Chairman Fred won over the Free Medical Center. These are revolutionary acts. I've been giving a heads up, I'm going to be cautious of my time thing. But this is so important, I'm just, if nothing else, I'm going to stress this. It is so important that we do not talk about the contributions that this organization provided for us in a nostalgic, abstract type of way. We say in the POCC, we see ourselves as the great grandchildren of God, we can also bring a mouth up in the ideological cover of the Panthers. We say don't wait for us to feel it to become a quote-unquote safe discussion to talk about the contribution that we are here doing today. You know, a lot of times people wait till you're dead and gone and say, okay, man, that's some great work they was doing. They talk about this on an abstract type of way. This stuff is going down now. We're affecting change right now. We form principal coalitions right now. So again, seize the time and do not wait for it to become a quote-unquote safe issue to address about the need for revolution here. This government is still, in one way or another, still trying to assassinate the legacy of Chairman Fred. His tombstone, where he's buried in Haynesville, Louisiana. Law enforcement officials still shoot it up annually. Down in Menard Penitentiary, a place where Chairman Fred was, Menard Concentration Camp, one of the most brutal plantations down in southern Illinois. Chairman Fred was there in 1969, I was there in 1999. They got photographs of me and him at every gun tower right now today. I ain't talking about the 60s. If you get caught with a photograph of either one of us in any Illinois prison, they give you 6 months added to your sentence. They call it the STG, the Security Threat Group. So again, these are the types of things, you know what I'm saying? I just got locked up two mornings ago. You know what I'm saying? When the pigs rolled down on me, you know, they pulled the car, man, put your hands in the car, it's gonna happen. And this is the quote-unquote norm we go through on a day-to-day basis. So by no means, we don't want nobody leave you with the impression how bad things used to be. I want you to understand how bad things used to be, how bad things are today, right now. And again, the necessity, but we still get to be struggling and fighting back in our own interests, on our own terms. Right on. Okay, so I'm gonna open up with some questions, comments, discussions. And again, revolutionary appreciation, y'all, for y'all, the support that y'all always show to POCC. And again, it's always an honor to be right here on this historical stumbling ground. Also, don't be scared of this can that's coming around, y'all. It ain't gonna bite you, you know what I'm saying? So if you can, please give again. Y'all know we are dealing with a lot of situations, travel expenses, court cases. Y'all know I'm in this information fight of a serious felony charge right now at the infamous Alameda County Courthouse. I'm in his defense, Aaron Patterson, serving Trump, 30 years for Trump on case right now. And our organization is under attack. Our people are under attack. So again, you know, so we are not no FBI organization, no faith-based initiative organization, you know, no state funds. And we say, without the people, we can't do what we do. So again, give our mission appreciation. With that being said, let me open up questions, comments, struggles. Anybody input?
You had mentioned the Patriots and Young Lords. I was, remember when this young lord was murdered in Chicago, there was a big demonstration. And it was the Panthers, the Young Lords, the Patriots, and others marching. And we went through Cabrini Green, we were attacked by the Coverstone Rangers. And we made it in front of, we were going to demonstrate in front of a police station between LaSalle and Clark on Chicago Avenue. That's where the police station, where they were up on the roof laughing at us. And as we formed up, these Rangers came in with clubs and everything towards us.
When you was it?
This, it's hard for me to remember.
Post or prior 69?
I think it was after 69, but okay. I'm not sure. In any event, all of a sudden, out of our demonstration, the Black Panthers came, marched over to the Coverstone Rangers. We found out the cops paid the Coverstone Rangers to do this. Talked to them, and they marched off, just like
that. Pretty much
so that is revolutionary activity. Just coming up and saying the right thing at the right time and getting to back down. And I participated in that, so I remember honoring the Panthers for that action.
Right on.
I wish I was right after he was murdered. So if you remember when that young lord was murdered, it was right after that. I can't, you know, I'm too old to remember, I'm sorry.
I'm baby for me with two, I can't recall. Okay, right here, Cabrini Green, yeah, it's the, that's some historical stumbling ground too, Cabrini Green. We're still engaged in some serious battles right now today. In fact, the whole land grab thing, it's about four buildings, if that, still standing. Y'all mean Cabrini Green, so even to the movie, TV show, Good Times, all that, yeah. Brother Eric, Eric Monte, your brother who wrote for Good Times and Cooley High and What's Happening, all that. His brother, man, he was homeless in the shelter in L.A. Now he's homeless in Chicago. Tough man, his brother got an amazing story, not with reality account, how get that criminal name. The ones, you know, how the battles he went through, how he jacked him for his resources. And when you talk to him, he could tell you about the struggles he went through, and you could tell, like, even the times, or like what was depicted in the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, for example, like, he was, you know, like, those stands he took was about the goofball dude, JJ, getting a job at a certain particular time, you know what I'm saying? And even the whole importance of a black male in the household, you know, and how he took his ideas and, you know took him and hijacked him. And propaganda is so important. They talk about leaving out the CIA, and then all he came back and got the rights from the wife or the person, animal farm, and he changed a little bit at the end of the animal farm.
You talking about George Orwell?
Yeah. See, they know, he has a piece, the CIA, you know, and it changed, just a little piece of the, at the end, but it affected the whole sentiment of the whole thing of animal farm. And this is so important about what stuff is told. You know what I'm saying? You don't cross your, that's why, let me say this. So we so much in particular about this legacy of the Black Panther Party in particular. In fact, that's one of our official duties with the POCC. And we call people to question. That was us that drove down Robert Greenfield, who wanted to be the one-man play on Minister U.E.P. Newton. And yeah, that was us that checked him and told him it never happened again. And we man, this legacy, I mean, so what's the, why y'all always say chairman for y'all? We are in this legacy. This organization is one of the most, I said this at the event we have for Stanley Tookie Williams. And I said event, because we didn't speak at the funeral because of class contradictions and race contradictions where people weren't even associated with him was able to be up there and speak. You know what I'm saying? It's a Tookie Williams funeral. So we anticipated this, so we got the things just for the people, for the masses. This is like going when you're dead and gone. People who have the whole hatred for you, all of a sudden you're spokespersons. Mm-hmm. I said at the event for Tookie Williams, he grew up in a climate similar to what I grew up in the climate void of such organization, the Black Panther Party, where the only options in life was to become a Boy Scout or a banger. In other words, to suit up and boot up with corporate America with the 9-to-5, or the student who would be some sort of aspiring black gangster, some sort of aspiring black Lucky Luciano. The Black Panther Party provided a venue, an example. You know what I'm saying? For us, you know what I'm saying? When you've seen forces like Bunchy Carter, you know what I'm saying? And Chandler Free, I'm talking to him. I mean, these cats, don't get it wrong. Get up with you. Same thing with the man. Bunchy Carter's reporting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and I have no problem with different, you know, teachers on. You know, you choose this on your life. But this is I commit this organization. And never again shall a generation grow up without having an option such as that. Like Field Marshal George Jackson stated, mothers and fathers embrace the Black Panther Party. It's such an organization is a necessity for our community. But this legacy is and is continuous under attack by a lot of forces that you'll be surprised of. And we don't be liberal about addressing. We fought Chicago to have a street named in honor of Chairman Fred. Gangster David, who George Bush refers to as the most powerful mayor in this country. He unleashed his whole barrage of ammunition to this chump, boy. He don't play. This chump, man, he got the body rushes, the former deputy minister of defense, who like that, try to get them to come out there and hijack the whole fight. When Bobby Rush came out and said, well, you know, Fred Hampton would have been a preacher or a politician. We told him, you can support this city, but y'all ain't hijacking this city. Because it's so important that people see examples, you can fight in your own interest. You don't have to be a registered voter. You have to be on the pay tithes somebody in church, but you can fight your own interest on your own terms. That is so important. And we dealt with that contradiction. And it's again, so, and there's a lot of people that surprising forces that they'll bring out to attack and water down the legacy. And we say legacies, a lot of people disagree with us on this position, but legacies, in fact, are more important to us than our life. Because the fact is, we have a certain amount of shelf time, we're gonna be here. But legacies serve as a prototype or an example. Yeah, people can look at it and say, okay, man, this is how I get out. You know, there ain't nothing new under the sun. I'm talking about the names may change, so, you know, the things are constantly evolving, but the root of it, the core of it, you follow what I'm saying? Imperialism is run through the core, still is. But if you don't cross your T's and dot your I's, it can be the difference from Reverend Nat Turner being seen as a crazy madman or a revolutionary. You follow what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party, you know, since it's being a gang or thug or a group of racists, man, a revolutionary organization, you follow what I'm saying? So we cross our T's and dot our I's with that, and it's extremely important. I just want to stress that.
Yeah, I understand the importance of the control of the narrative. This is a good deal of the way the imperialist state basically controls our history by changing our narratives and things of that nature. So I was curious, because I saw that one person showed Roger Gwynbear Smith over at the Scottish Rite Temple. He performed it over there. I want to get your feedback on how he changed that narrative about Huey P. Newton. It was a one-person show by the actor Roger Gwynbear Smith that was in Do the Right Thing and some other stuff. You know, he did that one-person show over there. Mm-hmm. Just getting your feedback on it.
Everyone familiar with the piece you're talking about? Yeah. Well, first of all, I literally teared up when I seen the piece. And let me say this. Let me preface my discussion. We all have contradictions. There's certain things that are symbolisms. You know what I'm saying? Like me and Minister just talking earlier, and I was talking like how I feel about the gun. It's a certain gun, it's like I was struggling with these, not the same spirit, but showing some forces in Chicago, it's an event they have, these people talking about turning the gun. And I said, I can't support that. Channel crime is so bad, you know, I said, I just can't support that. Because we have to oppress people like the gun is a symbolism, you know what I'm saying, of resistance. Similar to like, you know, money is a symbolism of capitalism, and even certain individuals. Ronald Reagan is a symbolism, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it was a big thing when NBC was talking about a piece on Ronald Reagan. His family had shut it down. Because they even understand the importance of the plan as opposed to the man, just the man. And the whole symbolism of certain things. The image of the Black Panther Party, the image of Minister Huey P. Newton, how you feel personally, subjective, whatever the case may be, this is a symbolism. If you don't believe this government still understands, that was a symbolism of resistance. I mean, people fighting back on their own terms. So when I seen that piece, you know what I'm saying, and like I said, I literally teared up because I'm very thankful and I understand that I'm still continuing to understand the importance of this of a symbolism of such an organization that made the hip to struggle. So we had sat down and we had colored Robert Winterby and New York, I believe it was, you know what I'm saying? And dude was a extraordinary, a talented actor. And, you know, so we told my business was this with that, it can't happen, you know what I'm saying? And I think, in fact, it even opened up in Oakland.
And also,
we showed this rapper the other day, David Banner. I'll tell you about that, you know, I'm on his channel again, though. But even a lot of these cats don't be knowing the significance of the attacks they be engaged in. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, so sometimes people have an nefarious intent, sometimes cats just naive. You know what I'm saying? But we hold people accountable. You know what I'm saying? And we say the Channel Mouse said liberalism will kill us all. There's certain things we don't cut no corners about. And we drove out on this, especially it can never happen again. He, you know, he understood. And a lot of times they would get validated, or they think they've been validated by people that they, you know what I'm saying, that say, oh, I was in the party. And I told fans, listen to what I say, I define, we see some people that's in the Black Panther Party, and we see some people that was Black Panthers. Big difference. Big difference. You know what I'm saying? And we all with the politics, we don't care who it be. You know what I'm saying? We in love with the plan as opposed to just the man. You know what I'm saying? The symbolism of that is not up for grabs. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of our official, you know, responsibilities. The whole one to make sure that legacy is kept intact. And we drove out and we basically checked him. You know what I'm saying? And he understood and he agreed. You know what I'm saying? Never again can happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of people, they trip on us. You know, they're like, well, I don't understand why y'all be so hard line about that. This is not people's inability to understand. It's due a lot of times. Either through race contradictions, or class contradictions. You can understand nobody disrespecting on your petty bourgeoisie organizations or leadership. You know, you it's something you could, I always do it, I tell people, I said, we talk about the system, but you can, I said, you were doing a test thing, you know what I'm saying? It's something that you think is based on morality or religion or, you know, no, it's class contradictions. I said, test it. Go say, this is Reverend Rapist from such and such a church. Professor Bozo from Digger Dong University and Minister Huey P. in the Black Panther Party. Watch, I can't tell you, but like second nature, you'll say, Huey, Reverend such and such, Professor such and such. You respect white folks' time, you respect white folks' shit. Yeah, we talk that shit, you know what I'm saying? But we all have been infected by imperialism. We all have bourgeoisie tendencies. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's certain stuff that you wouldn't let dare let even think about them. Pulling on other groups, you know what I'm saying? Even white folks shit, you know what I'm saying? You get the foot on your back. You know, this is mayor such and such, superintendent such and such. When it comes to our representatives, people we know, man, I'm not just struggling with the one group brother, you know, I was locked up. Chairman, y'all got a charter? No, motherfucker, no. No, you got nothing. And that was some sort of like, we're not official. Even we had a check this reporter one time, Chicago Offender, like y'all might think it's a Chicago Defender. We call it Chicago Offender, based in Chicago. And you know, this reference to Akua and Jerry's Chairman Fred's girlfriend. This is a conscious decision that the Black Panther Party, that was Chairman Fred's wife and comrade. Not by no state definition, because the Black Panther Party had taken a position. We don't think we should be going out of City Hall, getting down on these criminals Monday, then come back Tuesday asking permission to validate our relationships. You know what I'm saying? They throw jelly. They find out that you went down and got married by City Hall standard. They throw jelly beans at you. What's wrong with you? What you want? They was against the system in all thoughts and you know all ways of words. And they was realists. They understood certain things that you know, people gotta do. This is you know this is a capitalist society. Certain things you know people the 9 to 5. Certain things we gotta do. But it's a difference in the way you take. Like when I was locked up, it's certain things I understood. I'm being locked up. I recognized I was held captive. But I never capitulated to that. You follow what I'm saying? I never call this my, like some people call it their house, whatever. This is a cage I'm held captive in. This is a concentration camp, you know what I'm saying? And this, you know what I'm saying? I understand that. And I even had a term, I told brothers, we started saying blood in my mouth. What blood in my mouth meant was, a lot of shit you know saying, like, it's had guards, when your people come visit you from 10 hours drive, they had guards mess with you before you go up there, so you can get your business messed up. I tell guys, the blood in your mouth, pick your moves. Don't never swallow your tongue, but pick your moves. You know what I'm saying? You never forget, we fighting against those things. A lot of things we want to do, so we try to fight on our own terms. You follow what I'm saying? We probably say, give him money, right? He didn't mean it's like no financial thing. He meant like get his troops tight. You know, that's how we have to look at war, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we checked, we dealt with that. And we, real quick on this thing, fast forward. Example, like even how a lot of people, sometimes unconsciously, how we be liberal, about calling people to the floor about certain things. Y'all remember this whole thing in Chicago about this young brother Darian Howard being beat to death out there. And many of your leaders, God, if I tell you something, they hurt your feelings, you know what I'm saying? They took a position, you know what I'm saying? Hey, this ain't no aberration, this hasn't been getting that all the time. This is senseless violence, the kids is fighting each other. We said, no, it's not senseless violence, it makes a lot of sense. The University of Chicago, it makes a lot of sense, the dating machine. This whole thing, this Darian Albert, the video footage they showed y'all, they didn't show the part about two Chicago Police Department cars sitting right there when it went down. They didn't show you about the part about Principal Dozier, lady in a whole school, coming outside and literally locking the doors and arresting you, you know what I'm saying, outside when you get children. Everybody know what I'm talking about? The videotape? Yeah. About Darian Albert? You know what I'm talking about? In Chicago, yeah, with this whole, yeah, with Barack Obama, they all of them convicted the other choice that they beat this guy to death. I got you. We came out attacking this other youth, but it's a whole bunch of stuff that's involved in this thing that we've been exposing, and how they try to deal with this. There's a program called Renaissance 2010 that they had Arnie Duncan, who was a major Daily player. Who married the Daily's niece, who Barack Obama has elevated to the National Secretary of Education. He's a major player with putting in place the Renaissance 2010. Basically, they did this agreement in 2006. Now, this we almost in 2010, all this was stuff that happened. This basically they took schools, shut down schools, and then implemented the military academies. In fact, right now, Chicago has the most military academies per capita in Chicago. They took places like Argyle Gardens. Shut this, or the community fought to get this school carved. Shut the school down, turn to military academy, and implement what they call selective enrollment. So only a few children come, then they bust in white kids. So you get up every morning, you see these white children come to your school, your grandma fought to get, you can't go there. Then I'm gonna take you, if that ain't enough, I'm gonna add insult to injury. I'm gonna take you and I'm gonna bust you over into the school where I know you got rights issues with, over your finger. That was a recipe for destruction. They created the whole situation for to go down with this. And then they'll bring in artists using this Pied Pipers to get the people to validate the state. You know what I'm saying? In other words, David Bannon was supposed to come in and do this video. He was going to do about George's music room. We drove that up in the hotel room on him. Literally. So we did. We up in the hotel room. Say, man, he said, man, it can't, man, man, it can't happen on your turn. His thing was, I'm just doing some good for the children. I granted that may be the case. He also, I said, man, he said, you know, his thing is, you got a good heart. Chairman Prince, man, revolution is a scientific art that must perfect it. Man, as I said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So a lot of cats have good intentions, but I said, like, this boy was beat to death on the far south side of Chicago. You think it's a coincidence that they want you to do this video in front of George's music room on the west side of Chicago? George is one of the only black businesses that survived after the rebellions in the 60s. George's wife is the manager of R. Kelly. George is only one that stores in O.A. and Midway Airport. These are two. In other words, this is a daily baby. This is one of Daily Ben's representatives. We checked Ben Shavis at the Hip Hop Summit. When he got up on the stage and said, man, we want to acknowledge Chicago 1969. So me and my Minister of Defense, and I'm Minister of Defense, Aaron Patterson, we get nothing. You talking about having a chance for it. Ben Shavis said, yeah, George opened the first music store. We told him on the stage in front of George, don't you ever in your life. Ever in your life associating about Chicago 69, this aspiring campus? Never. And George was silent as a lamb. He clipped. So I told David Banner, I said, look, this was what you was basically doing, what you was gonna deal with this, and you was gonna really validate Dave. I said, you think it's a coincidence? You gonna do the video at 6 a.m. when the community gonna come out there? You know what I'm saying? So he united, but a lot of times these cats, they give these cats a script, you know what I'm saying? You know, go and do this here. You get out there, here are your supporters, your family, we done your flyers, don't worry about them. We took care of them. This your woman, this your Cadillac, this your lawyer, this your restaurant, we got all that cover for you. And you might come with some good intentions all the time, and you work as a Pied Piper, send us back to the gas chamber. Mm-hmm. And with that, I know I'm gonna close it down. I see somebody walk in.
I have a question. Just real quick, you know, because you said we should, you know, take our own initiative to make change, and like California having the world's largest prison system, this concentration camp system that they got here, and I know they're building this 53,000 you know, bed prison right now, and you only need 50,000 people to make a city. So can you imagine that that's really being designed for all these young children that they've been isolated out of school? So my question is, how can we address it? Like, what campaigns do the POCC have, or what can we do? How would you suggest people take initiative to combat this system?
Well, most of the different campaigns that we got, everybody heard the question, right? One, stay consistent with our work, and our work includes that of such campaigns as one prisoner, one contact. That's what basically, you know, so the correspondence with prisoners, and not no subjective type way. I'm just writing on some my buddy. We stress the importance of understanding the sins of those who held captive. Like we draw the analogy how Adolf Hitler said that his first victims in the gas chambers were the ones who didn't receive any mail. You know what I'm saying? So we stress the importance, just even the contact, the correspondence of those who are here, captive. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the One Prison, One Contact campaign is. Even our terms, the concentration camps, you know what I'm saying? We utilize those two. Even though we got to combat on a day-to-day basis the propaganda that they put forward, this so-called, you know, this war on crime, war on gangs, war on drugs, and these child predators, you know what I'm saying? They have us, they hit such an emotional trigger with us, have us, man, some of these children need to be locked up. So we steady combating with fighting that, and also in a high level conscious of people to be able to say that, man, this system, first of all, I don't care if they have emotional trigger they touch with us, they're not talking about stopping no crime. This system talking about stopping crime, people like George Bush should be buried up under the penitentiary. So you know what I'm saying? So we don't care, you know, so we, and don't let them meet your emotions. We know that there's some contradictions in our community. We know we got some issues. We damaged goods. You go look at movies like Good Battle with Tom. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we still walking on 2 feet, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. So however, at the same breath, we got to be able to understand that difference, the Black Panther Party said, differences amongst the people are reconcilable. Differences between the people in the state are irreconcilable. Now, beyond, also beyond the politics, understand that all police don't wear uniforms. You know what I'm saying? You got some people don't care how black they is, don't care how progressive they talk. You know, so take a position, they with the state. You know what I'm saying? I ain't reading up all this whole thing about, well, maybe this cat don't know. Colin Powell is very conscious. He know what he doing. Slaves eat. Niggas know what they doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we got to do this. So, and we respect the master that the Alcoholics Anonymous said. The first step in addressing the problem is recognizing that we got a problem. It's embarrassing being oppressed. It's embarrassing how they come through snatching our children. It's embarrassing you got grown people talking about, I want to do with my child. I got to send them up to, you know what I'm saying? I hope we go to the army and get boot, you know what I'm saying? Boot camp, or maybe they can go to locked up. You think maybe something about them. So man, we got to constantly be out there saying, "Oh, it's embarrassing being oppressed. It's embarrassing being a victim." We don't force you to absolutes. You get, you know, saying you can be a victim, or you win. You can be a fighting back victim. You know what I'm saying? Similar to the spirit of Ho Chi Minh, you know, and stealing the people. You've seen them, the prostitutes taking American soldiers to bed and guaranteeing they don't get up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? When they're training bees to come out of bamboo sticks, you know what I'm saying? When American soldiers jack up the ammunition, you know, for the bees or the Viet Cong. You know what I'm saying? So it's a cleansing process, you know what I'm saying? Where the people, even going through your issues, even going through our struggles, we can still be fighting back, you know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred said, there was slave killer, slave master. It's a cleansing process. The oppressor is gone, a new man is born. So it's a whole, the work. Go to the core of your question, the gut of your question, the work, the day-to-day work, you know what I'm saying, through our terms, everything, and always stressing, not just during February, not just during election time. The importance of also the work, you know what I'm saying, and understanding who the people and who the victims is, and also not doing absolutes. Understand the difference between a revolutionary and a revolutionary act. Understand the difference between some fucked up motherfuckers or a person who does some fucked up things. We all get our contradictions.
Right.
Tupac talking about, he said, man, he said, I know I get my contradictions. He said, my thing is, I want to, well, at least in my positive, I weigh my negative. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, we have some cowards, streets of war. Some of it is fucked up. I mean, they'll take them and fucked up. If you understand this is war, it is what it is. Say it again.
I say, Tupac said, you
want to
be a gangster, get ready for revolution.
Yeah, but now, let me say this too, real quick, I don't know the first time. But even, I'm going to stick with the structure. But even with that, I was speaking in New York, and the youngsters, I was talking, so the youngsters school said, man, Champ Ray, you're going to be gangster. I said, no, I can do some gangster shit. I'm a revolutionary. No. But let me say, I don't know what you're saying, but it's important. I'm just saying this, I want to struggle with you outside this room. But even the whole, that we especially this tour, the whole, because the term revolution has been attempted to be watered down, whatever, and it's important. And it's this structure, we get to say on the POCC, structure identifies state shit and stops a lot of bullshit. In other words, we clear on, that's minister information. To my buddy, my friend, you know what I'm saying? Listen, that's misinformation. He has a job, he has responsibility. It's a misinformation come up with this organization, we can trace it back. Man, what's happening? What's happening, minister? You know, we just came out of Baltimore about the POCC. I have a certain job as a chair. Aaron Patterson, our minister of defense. We just saying, you know, coaching about egos, their responsibility. There's a certain spirit, a certain, even with the gangster thing. Now, man, and this was from a man of respect, New York, Eric Davis? No, Eric Davis, my man too. I'm not from Sam. Alcatraz had a prison about
Bobby Johnson.
Bobby Johnson had plenty. I respect my man. He wasn't no revolutionary. This guy had a code of certain things he wouldn't do. And it's still, man, supported thing with Malcolm, you know what I'm saying? But it's. And even his prison foul, they refer to him as a race-conscious, cocky Negro. So if you have a structure, it's certain things that you like, okay, that you don't, it's not that people set themselves up to be disappointed. Man, when Jay Simpson sold out, I said, when? When he signed? Man, he told you back in the 70s the fuck he was on. You know what I'm saying? But you, a lot of times you set yourself, you take yourself, you put yourself in certain situations to get disappointed, I'm saying. And a lot of people we define as revolutionaries. I said, on the streets, you said this, Jacob Fred organized, he talked about this piece, April of 69. He talked about why certain contradictions in Chicago didn't get to the point that they got in L.A. when the state had, within the United Slaves in the palace. You know about the assassination of Captain John Lewis in Chicago. Mm-hmm. All of you from in Chicago, the FBI tried to get the Stones, members of the Stones, to go to the palace. Y'all familiar with that? COINTELPRO letters? Mm-hmm. Now, there's some different mechanics with that. That's a whole other discussion on the counterinsurgency. However, when Chairman Fred met with now Chief Molly Dean, Jeff Ford, the Blackstone Rangers, they sent them letters saying the Panthers trying to take your territory, so on and so forth. When Chairman Fred went down there, when Bobby Rush was against even going out and meet with him, when all the so-called progressives, I don't even know what you're going to meet them gangbangers for. When Chairman Fred went down there, and Jeff Ford, extraordinary organizer, to this day. But when Chairman Fred went down there, we're going to meet with him, they talking and stuff. What Jeff Ford had said, he said, yeah, we about helping the people too. Comma, not period, comma. We about making money. Chairman Fred said, bingo. That's right there. See, a lot of people we get upset. Man, let me try to win you to change that type of thing. Come on. Ain't no like a good understanding. He got that clarity, so they don't need them, you know, okay, don't take this contradiction. If this is a men's bathroom right here, that's a woman's bathroom. Me and Hushman me up back and forth. It's almost like, what does it mean you are? Which means you shouldn't get no debate. It's the men's bathroom. Feel what I'm saying? Everybody can play a role in the revolution. The cats in the streets, you know what I'm saying? The artists, different people play a role. But the structure, you feel what I'm saying? Once we start we all do the same thing. No. You go to somebody's house, you don't do no shit like that. You know, man, what a bathroom. I always use the bathroom whatever you feel like. No, man, that's the bathroom. That's the sofa, you know, we sleep there, you know what I'm saying, bro? Structure. And it didn't get to the point of antagonistic between the Stones and the Panthers. Because there's a clarity made. A lot of you misunderstand things, they're trying to make the Stones become Panthers. No. One is to commit a revolutionary act. When we sat Kanye West down 8 hours before he said about George Bush at the Borders bookstore, when we sat him down, a lot of people got it twisted. Man, remember Kanye hit a revolutionary? I said, no, he's not. That's a revolutionary act. He committed. James Brown was supposed to commit a revolutionary act when he said, I'm black and I'm proud.
Yes,
understand the difference. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's I use gangster shit. I'm the soul, from the core of my soul, I am a revolutionary.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm better than you or better than nobody else, but it is what it is. Once you have a that's historically, it's been a tactic to destroy all our order, our structure. You all artists, leadership, so no. They had Malcolm on interview one time. They said, Malcolm, Jackie Robinson disagrees with your position on violence. Malcolm said, wait a minute, man. We don't get holding no Bob Hope and Marilyn Monroe over those folks first. What you mean? He disagrees with Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? So they're not even getting engaged in the discussion. You know what I'm saying? And it's a strategic move America's policy is what? When they go to Iraq, when they go to Haiti, when they go to Chicago, Detroit, what's their first policy? Create chaos and restore order.
Right.
Yeah, you talking about, well, man, you don't make a difference between the Sunnis and Shia Muslims. Saddam Hussein have half the problem they got going on over there right now. Structure. It's different. This over here. Chairman Mao said contradictions can exist. They don't necessarily be antagonistic contradictions. We ain't no problem recognizing kids. Black people, white people, different contradictions. Men, women, but the state takes them, exploits them, and make them antagonistic contradictions. I got some cats on the street, bro. By many definitions, they gangsters. I know the limitations also. I had a group of cats, but my man, I got a group of cats. These cats, man, reactionary as fuck. They do reactionary as fuck. They got hearts like lions. The average cat, they revolutionary. They had done some revolutionary shit.
Without
a cause. They don't say, so I'm clear on that. I don't set myself for no disappointment. You know what I'm saying? You take a poodle and put it in a pit bull position, you, man, what the fuck wrong with the dog? Oh, you fucked up. You what's wrong with you? OJ Simpson sold out. When? Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of these so-called leaders y'all put up. You revolutionary. When? Well, see what he means. No, what did he say? What did he tell you? I got cats in the toilet, man. I'm gonna make this money. So I'm like, okay, man. Chairman, you need to educate. Let's do this, man. Now you can force them to take some responsibility, but man, these cats is what it is. Down to materialism, we realists. Look at the world, what it is, not what we want it to be, and we approach it from that. This would be nice. This is, I want a car so bad. I wish this was a car. Chairman, there ain't no car, that's the state. No, man, this is a car. I'm here putting gas in the truck, sit on top. You're like, Chairman, what you doing? I'm so subjective, I want to be a cop. We so subjective, man, such and such. Well, but my family, I want my whole family to be revolutionary. No, I got people in my family who I love. But I'm not with a politic. I'm able to distinguish a comrade from a cousin. Yeah. I got family members, I tell them, man, it's all love. Pass the potatoes out of the family union. When it comes to this here, stand down. Ain't no personal. One time we're gonna close. One time we had a situation with fighting the streets out of Chicago. They tried to bring everybody and their mother to hijack this whole thing with the Lexus. They Conrad World of the National Black United Front. And us, they gonna hijack and do this. I said, look, y'all play games, do reparations, all this different stuff. Y'all have to hijack this, y'all can support, y'all have to hijack this here, man. They called different other groups to come there and play a role. Kevin was here Monday, I called Zulu Shabazz, called some hurt, y'all got devices in Chicago. I said, we don't have devices in this city. We got bullshit business. It's clear. So we got structure. Yeah, like New York, ain't no record to show if this snitch got shot 9 times. None. Ain't no hotline record to show you got shot 9 times. None. Al Frank, who's from my 20 years, gangster, to this day. We now, structure. It's a place to stool business. It's structure. We bought 5 families that we won as Hurricane America. 5. One of the family, had never seen Baton Rouge, never been in New Orleans their whole life. The sisters walked to me, I was like, yeah, what's Chicago? She chatted and talked before me. She said, my mother got some issues. I don't know what she had. I said, what is this? I said, it's dope or crap. She said, it's dope. I said, I got you in 20 minutes. 22 minutes, I went on 39th Street to the spot, got him on and brought him back. She said, man, how did you? I said, sister, the structure here. I know people who get so bad, he has structure. Not only pass, I know I'm an apartment in the structure. Man, whatever you into, we have to move in, there's a place for you in this shit. Whatever you into, it's structure. So we don't do disappointment. Place the gangsters. But everybody can play a role. I ain't mean, but school business work. We put that on my headquarters in Chicago, we had money from clients. I told this guy, known the stupid bitch, known him for him. I said, man, they came in here like the person to get together. Just keep between me and you. This is a personal party this weekend, the place. Keep between me and you. The place is packed, that's right. He was in his head down like, I know, man, put him in the work, like, no, you put the work. I'm gonna close out, come on, Minister Mason, you on me, y'all. Hey, Revolutionary Appreciation, y'all. This is what you want to point out. So again, I want to say Revolutionary Appreciation, SFAU, Rockville Radio, Independent Media, and all this. These are some of the, communication is so important. Y'all know in the war, first thing they knock out, it's your communications. And just always, Black Diamonds open up for us, do what we do, and most important, the people. You know what I'm saying? Again, thank y'all for y'all continued support, the POCC work we do. You know, we say the POCC is broke, but we ain't broke. We in debt, but we ain't dead. Mm-hmm. We're doing some shit here. Again, Revolutionary appreciation of y'all.
We appreciate
the support.
You too,
man, good thing for love and support. Mr. Paul, come on.
Is that tomorrow night we got the legendary Amiri Baraka here. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.